I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Claiming spousal Social Security benefits, Don Grant, CFE, the Money Tracker with Steve and Ted here on this Monday morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Well, if you haven't earned much outside of the home, your Social Security benefits may be limited, obviously. If your spouse is the primary breadwinner, well, you may receive a much greater benefit if you claim based upon your spouse's qualifications. Well, when and how should you claim? Social Security spousal benefits allow spouses, obviously, to claim benefits based upon their partner's earnings. Eligibility generally requires a spouse seeking benefits is at least 62 years old. Spouses can claim as much as 50% of their partner's benefit if they wait till their full retirement age. If both spouses are close in age, one has earned income and the other qualified on a much lower income, it's generally best if the higher earning worker wait to file benefits till after full retirement age, and that's 67 for most. In that situation, it could be best for the non-working spouse to go ahead and collect at the earliest age of 62. It's one of the few times I would recommend that. Once the working spouse reaches FRA, full retirement age, the lower earner can switch and begin collecting benefits that are half of the higher earners. So they'd collect on their own to begin with and then switch over to the higher earners. If you claim spousal benefits, the individual you are entitled to collect a spousal benefit from must also be receiving Social Security benefits. If they have not filed yet, you may collect on your own earnings record first, then file for half of the benefit once they file. The maximum amount that you can collect would be half of their full retirement age benefit. If you're divorced, you may still claim based upon your former spouse's earning record. Now, you must have been married for at least 10 years, not remarried, and at least 62 years old to claim. If your ex has not begun collecting their benefits yet, you will need to have been divorced for at least 2 years. If they are already collecting their benefits and you are at least 62, you can begin collecting immediately. If your former spouse dies, you could get the same benefits as a surviving spouse if you were married for at least 10 years. And of course, if you have any questions, this gets a little bit complex. You probably want to talk to your CFP professional or give me a call. And the number is 267-0600.
It is. And I was talking with my son over the weekend about Social Security and how much I've had success.
You
in
have.
A lot of ways. And I have a good impression. They sent me a notification the other day. They've been shorting me on my check this year.
And so you got a catch-up check?
Get a little bank up on that.
Were you buying us lunch then?
See, I don't have to hire a computer person to go. They do it for you. They're monitoring the situation. So I'm kind of impressed by that. Because you get the impression they're just this vast place where nobody knows what they're doing.
A monolith. Yeah.
But not necessarily. Oh, today, my friends, is National Candy Day. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's right. I forgot to bring our Halloween candy into the office because we don't want it around the house
anymore.
Talking
about that dirty book back
in the
60s.
Yeah, you, quote, forgot.
Yeah, exactly.
I forgot.
Candies have a long history of attracting us with their bright colors and delightful flavors.
Oh, yes.
They also come in a variety of fun sizes and shapes. Did you know all this?
I had no idea.
Maybe it's just my order of review for this, but did anybody get any post-Halloween candy is my question.
I hit the grocery store Friday morning, and boy, they were putting out the Christmas stuff and shoving the discount Halloween stuff off to the side. And I did grab.
Did you grab something?
Yeah, I did.
What did your go to? Did you get Twix, peanut butter cups?
No, I got some peanut butter cups. I got the fun size little candy bars.
Ah, okay.
I got some Kit Kats.
Yeah,
all half price.
Oh, yeah.
I went later.
I'm stocked up, man.
I went later in the day Friday, and the Dillon's shelf was just darn near completely empty.
Yeah, I hit it.
But the Kit Kats were there, so I got a bag of Kit Kats for
him. Well, I got them the day of because we were going out to an event, and I figured it was at 6:30, and I figured, well, if somebody knocks on a door between 5 and 6:30, I better have something.
Yeah.
Not one person knocked on the door, but I ended up getting Kit Kats, and I think they were already marked down, and it was Halloween evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know what they
got to get that product move before the Christmas stuff.
Yeah. And of course, they're smart. They package it, you know, with all the Halloween stuff on it, you know, so they can't resell it and say, oh, now it's Christmas candy.
See, that's what they ought to do. Get it a packaging a little different where it would just change automatically.
Well, they do. Yeah. Oh, I see. On the packages, I see.
I mean, artificial intelligence should be able to help them do that.
Well, yeah, where you just pass it under a light of some sort and it changes. All of a sudden it's Easter candy and then, after Christmas.
After that, it's Easter. Yeah.
That's a great idea, Steve. Oh, if you can figure out a way to get it done, you'll be a billionaire.
Save a ton of money there. All right.
Oh, yeah.
Candy day. I didn't have any kids or grandkids that went trick-or-treating, so I can't raid them. So.
Did many come to your house?
No. None. We were locked up.
My assistant has some kids of age, you know, their Halloween age, or, you know, trick-or-treating age, and she said that it was like one out of five houses even had a porch light on.
Yeah.
And there was nobody out. And she says normally her neighborhood is just buzzing with activity. Mm. I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, anyway.
Halloween is gone.
Halloween going into a shift in our culture?
I wonder if it is.
The old-time quaint neighborhood door-to-door.
So
I don't know. It may be. I mean, you know, this is a terrible thing to say, but you know, when somebody's knocking on a door and getting shot,
sure.
You know, I can. Now, at Halloween, you would think that wouldn't be happening, but.
In my block, I think there are two kids, maybe in the house across the street, out of all the houses on either side.
Well, and her neighborhood is not. It's not regentrifying. There's still a lot of kids there. Mm. You know, I mean, it's not like aging out or anything. You know how sometimes all the kids are in high school at the same time or something.
Well, but I'm in a ghetto, so that, you know. Thank you, guys.
They have candy in a ghetto.
Yeah. It's going to rain today, Don. You better put on your long pants.
In the ghetto.
This looks like we're going to have a real good chance for more rain today after a pretty rainy weekend. In fact, all weekend, it seems. Today is Monday, November 4th. We had a cloudy, stormy day. Across South Central Kansas Sunday, Wichita's high temperature, 65 degrees, normal high 63. And we had just a little over 0.4 inches of rain at Eisenhower Airport Sunday, on top of over 3 inches on Saturday, giving a weekend total of about 3.5 inches at the airport. Going to be, depending on where you are, what you had. I had in Riverside, I measured 4.5.
Yeah, most parts of town got 4.
And, plus, during Saturday, a lot of this street was running full in front of my house. Wow. And then I got out for a walk on Sunday. Hey, the rivers, Little Arkansas, Big Arkansas, are up and brown and flowing again. First time I've seen water in them. It seems like a long, long time if they're really going. So,
been a while.
We're hoping that will benefit plants, life, reservoirs, teeny reservoir. Maybe we can get out of this drought here. It looks like there's more rain in the forecast coming this week. On this date in 2008, Democratic Senator Barack Obama of Illinois was elected the first black president of the United States, defeating Republican candidate John McCain of Arizona. And that was on this date in 2008. Here's one for you. New York's mayor urging residents to take shorter showers, fix leaky faucets, and otherwise conserve water. Eric Adams issued a drought watch Saturday after a parched October in much of the United States, of course, including Kansas and right here in our part of the world. A drought watch is the first of three potential levels of water-saving directives. Adams is pitching it as a step to try and ward off potentially more serious shortages in the United States' most populous city, New York. Uses an average of 1.1 billion gallons of water a day. So I guess they go through stages like we do, and at some point you can't water your lawn or whatever in New York. I don't know how many lawns there are, but there you go. Just points out that we are not the only ones suffering from a water problem here in South Central Kansas. And this weekend's rain, pretty encouraging in that regard as far as I'm concerned. The restaurant chain TGI Fridays says it has filed for bankruptcy protection as it looks for ways to ensure the long-term viability of the casual dining brand. The Dallas-based company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection in a Texas federal court Saturday. Executive Chairman Robert Menacha said in a statement that the primary driver of our financial challenges resulted from COVID-19 and our capital structure. TGI Fridays. We had one here, did we?
And it left years ago.
I was going to say, was it on the east side over here?
On the west side.
West side? I don't know that I ever went in there. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? Okay. Well, there you go.
I don't think that I've missed it since they left.
I haven't either. I can't even remember it.
You know, I went in, the last time I went in there, it was one of those deals where they were like advertising endless appetizers or whatever it was. And when we got in there, and it really wasn't endless. They had all these stipulations that and kept adding on to the price. I'm like, this wasn't what they advertised. And I never went back.
Well, that's what they call a bait and switch.
Yeah.
They probably could have been barbecued.
Maybe what the ad said it was going to be.
You know, and
okay, fine.
I think people don't know that people from, the district attorney's office, consumer protection, they actually eat out in places, and they probably spot that pretty easily. Anyway, there you go. And you know what? The election's finally here tomorrow, day of election. Now, you're going to be voting there, aren't you, Ted?
Yeah, I will vote tomorrow. I didn't make it out to remote voting
this
week.
And, Jad, remind me, what did you do? You voted real early, didn't you, Jad?
Yeah.
That's right. And I voted downtown. My son was actually, he and his wife, Shannon, were in Derby Saturday. So I had to go out about 10 o'clock in the morning. An hour and a half later,
man,
wow. They said there was a huge line, and they stood out there with an umbrella for an hour and a half before they got in there. And I said,
The first two times I tried, there was an hour and a
That's
half
right.
wait.
You said you had to wait, too.
And I went the third time I went, I decided to go ahead and stick around because the wait was only 20 minutes. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have an election watch party tomorrow night here on the radio starting about 8 o'clock, I believe. And Fox News is going to be giving our national coverage. And from what I've heard, I speculated this, but now I'm hearing it from those who really know something about it. We may not know who the next president is till Thursday or Friday. But remember, we went through this several years ago with Gore and Bush. How many days was that, Ted, till they finally?
That lasted a few weeks.
Till Al Gore finally just conceded and said, that's enough of this, and went on. No. So anyway, we're ready to at least, maybe we'll know some of these House and Senate races, which are crucial. But we'll keep you posted on that. And on Wednesday morning, we'll keep you up to date right here with Steve and Ted. Mm-hmm. How about that?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.